It is time for the spillover on a Friday.
About him.
Well, you should. We're always worried about Sip. DP has joined us for the spillover. Been a fun show today. We had Bill Bush on today talking about Sam Cook and special teams at Nebraska.
Sam Cook. Now, we'll try to get Sam Cook on for Monday, okay?
Yeah, 16-year NFL veteran retired yesterday from the National Football League.
See, I have to explain this stuff to Simple on a day-to-day basis.
What are you seeing now?
Common ancestor of DP, Derek Pearson, George Washington.
I have to, like, he
third cousin, nine times removed.
Right, like,
George Washington, and I'm talking about George Washington, the former president.
The first
not
president.
George Washington, high V.
The first president.
You know, I just have to explain this stuff to him. He thinks I make, like, it's so funny. You have the conversations. I'm like, no. So, again.
You have an incredible amount of things in your phone, by the way.
Well, but there are things, because you say things to people and they go, whatever. No, you don't.
Common ancestor of Derek Pearson, James Madison. Fourth cousin, eight times removed.
I was just trying to explain. Like, that when I say
I bet you
where's
guess.
Trump?
Yeah. Trump is seven times. I am a straight seventh cousin. It's funny. I'm the same distance away from Barack Obama as I am Donald Trump.
So I get
all of it. I get all of it. Like, if something went wrong or right, I was
that's
I,
probably
I,
safe.
I can't blame anybody but my people.
You got an incredible amount of things in your phone. You showed me an interview with Sandra Bullock, the lovely.
I saw that interview
Sandra
too.
Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else
does
he have in there?
If you tell people, it's
way
comes,
behind.
I saw the video. You're doing some dance when you were the Panthers TV guy, right?
Yeah. So when I was,
I saw the dance. It was good.
Yeah. When I was,
who was he dancing with?
I was dancing with Sir Purr, the mascot.
The mascot, that's right.
The mascot for the Panthers.
He busted a move. I saw it.
Well, because Sir Purr is a really good dancer. And every year when I was in Charlotte, one, I got to be a judge for the Panther cheerleaders. And then every Christmas they would ask me to, like, be a part. We would do like a dance that we would do on the field, but they were actually recorded me dancing with the Panther cheerleaders, and it's one of my favorite ones. It's one of my favorite.
He
like,
busted
things.
The move. I saw the video.
DP can't write the book that I would write. I missed out on the fun.
Yeah, he had all the fun.
DP had all the fun.
I
wait a second though. What's the Panthers mascot's name?
Sir Purr.
I don't get that. So Purr.
Yeah.
P-U-R.
He's a cat. Panther.
I got it.
He's Sir Purr.
I didn't know that till right now.
Sir Purr.
That's a great nickname.
Sir Purr. He's Sir Purr and the Jazz Bear are my two favorite like mascots.
What's the Jazz Bear's name?
That Jazz Bear.
It's just Jazz Bear.
Jazz Bear.
How very Utah.
Jazz Bear. But he rides a Harley into
nice.
Into the arena.
You would like that then.
Nice. Oh, you definitely like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, nice. He's cool.
Yeah, he would ride like he
into the arena.
Yeah, he'd come down. They set a they clear the aisle.
Nice.
And he'd start at the concourse and he'd ride it down.
That is cool.
Pretty good acrobat. Yeah, but, like it's just they're really cool. You know, mascots.
Okay,
Sir Purr. I like
do you want to ask him about Saban and Jimbo?
Yeah, well, yesterday was a big deal. I mean, the last 48 hours, you had a lot of – there's a feud going on in college football. Nick Saban started this.
Have you noticed that,
Wednesday
DP?
Night.
Yes.
Wednesday night, Nick Saban was saying that Jimbo Fisher bought all of his players in this previous class to go the number one recruiting class in the nation. Jimbo Fisher – he had a press conference to address this and said that some people think that they're God regarding to Nick Saban and that he's such a narcissist.
A narcissist.
Yeah. And that basically all of his allegations are wrong, are inaccurate. What was your response?
And he accused Nick Saban of cheating.
Of wrongdoing, yes. What was your reaction to this feud that happened over the last 48 hours?
Well, I mean, it's them telling on themselves. The SEC has been known through history for its recruiting and that cash bags were a normal part of how business was being done. Now, because of NIL, it appears that some of the transparency is starting to appear that, oh, well, this is the amount of money that people are dealing with over the course of recruiting. Athletes to the SEC. And Sua Cravens, who played at USC, played for Washington in the NFL, he then went.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Kind of ham yesterday.
Who did?
Sua Cravens, safety.
Yes. Yes. What did you say?
Saying that how much he was being offered from SEC schools.
Okay.
How much cash he was being offered just to visit.
That was straight pay for play.
No. See. Here's the line. That's just.
What was it pay for then?
All of it's pay for play.
Thank you.
But. Well, and I mean for all of it.
Yeah.
And it's no different. Like every coach is aware in his program how his players are being recruited. And they've all worked together. So they know the dirt. They know. But the rule was that the SEC coaches wouldn't talk about it amongst anybody else. But that was when SEC coaches would go into the SEC and stay in the SEC. Yeah. Once you start to move around and your assistant starts to come up and they start to match the masters, that's when secrets get put out. And that's always the case. Same with Belichick. It doesn't matter who has the great coaching tree. At some point, rotten fruit falls off your
tree.
That's
what I was telling Jake.
Right? At some point it does. And then
virtually
they start
everybody.
To tell you. Well, yeah. Everybody in the SEC is paying their players. So let's
It's
stop.
Not just the SEC.
Well, the SEC was known in history.
Sure.
Historically.
Absolutely.
That they paid in larger amounts in more in the open than anybody else.
Yeah, it was more blatant.
Right. And so now it's just, well, who broke the vase? Well, we both did, but it's much easier for me to say that you bumped the table rather than that I actually hit the vase
good
smacked it down. It the thing happened. This is what you're doing. You're embarrassed that people are talking about it in the open, and now you're gonna finger point. Well, the more you finger point, they say that you point a finger, there's one pointing back at you. Well, that's the SEC coaches. Those are SEC coaches. Look. It happens around the country. The Pac-10 and Pac-12 were a little bit ahead of it because they thought of themselves in a snobbish way that they would not do that sort of business. And there was an era where the Pac-10 and Pac-12 didn't do that.
Then along came Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Well, no, put that on John McKay.
Okay, big John McKay.
You got to go back.
Cigar-smoking John McKay.
Right,
I love John McKay.
Right,
Thank you for invoking his name.
Yeah, you got to go back to that Terry Donahue.
Okay. UCLA Terry Donahue.
Former quarterback, blonde quarterback?
Rick Neuheisel.
Neuheisel also. So, and then Oregon and Nike. Because Nike figured out, well, listen, this is free branding through student athletes. So all the stuff that we're fake shocked about, mm-hmm. we know exists. We know
we
it has existed.
But I still say there's a distinction to be made because in college football, what they're trying to sell you is this is not pay for play. That was pay for play.
Who's trying to sell it?
The rule book.
Who
say it's for name, image, and likeness.
No, see, this is
it's for the student athlete's name, image, or likeness.
No, what you've done is you've created a space where there are millionaires making more millions mm-hmm. off of student athletes.
Mm-hmm. And, so why don't we just call it pay for play?
No. Why would you call it that? Everything in life
is
well. Are you paying for writing?
Yes, I'm paid for writing.
Do we specify that, or do we just call you a writer?
Well,
right, like
but
we don't
paid
need to,
for
no,
it.
No, but you don't need to devalue it.
No,
by saying okay, because it's new in that space that we need to identify it in a negative way towards student athletes.
Well, but we don't also need to say it's not what it is,
well,
right?
Well, but it's always been
okay. That's
it is it's a phrase that I hate using, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
so. Now that players are now at least openly
making
aware
money.
That they have financial value to these member institutions, then allow them. You haven't paid them what you should have been paying them, mm-hmm. and you certainly didn't pay everybody you should have been paying, mm-hmm. and everybody on top of that is getting rich. It's a paid professional telling the kids that now I'm going to finger point at you because now you're doing exactly what the adult has been doing all of their lives, mm-hmm. all of their professional lives.
Mm-hmm. So really, what like is Nick, what is Saban and Fisher talking about now then?
Well, it's the fact that somebody's spending more money than I am. Mm-hmm. Right? And now, look, it's Texas A&M
spend more money than
everybody. This is a call to arms. Like, stop falling for the okey-doke. This is a call for Saban to call to his Alabama check writers to write more checks, bigger checks, so he can now go, look, they're doing it now, and this is how they're doing it. This is Jimbo Fisher saying, listen, if we ever want to catch up to Alabama, you guys have to write bigger checks so I can get better players. And all the while, Kirby Smart is laughing because he's whispering to his alumni, to his booster base, listen, more money. I need more money to compete and to stay at the level that we are. And then it floods over.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.